Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hello. You're on.
Hi. Good morning, everybody. All right. I'm on.
Yeah.
I am on. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. How did the takeover go? It sounded like it was doing great. We KX93.5 had their annual KX takeover fundraiser for the station, and
it was mayhem.
It sounded like it went great.
It was mayhem.
Yeah,
it was complete chaos because
totally.
People coming in, and somebody's got to get off the air at the hour plus 59 minutes, and then the next person's got to get on the air. You know, you've got 1 minute to herd in the spiders and get them on the air. But people did brilliantly. People played brilliant music.
I was impressed by the. There were a lot of semi pros there. It was very good. Well, we'll have a little takeover at the end of my show of our own. We'll wrap it all up. But first, we are talking about Grapes for Grads. And I have Jeff Redeker.
Hello.
Good morning. Sitting here, who is from the Laguna Beach Rotary, who sponsors the event. Grapes for Grads is in its 11th?
12th year.
12th
this year.
Year.
This is our 12th years.
And why don't you tell the listeners what it's all about?
Well, Grapes for Grads is a scholarship fundraiser. We started off, 12 years ago, looking to raise and make some impact to both students, in-need students at both Laguna Beach High School and Laguna College of Art and Design undergrads. As everyone knows by reading the papers, the cost of education has been continuing to rise. And so we felt that the Rotary Club and myself and our committee wanted to make sure that we were doing our part to chip in for the best and brightest here in Laguna.
Yeah, so Jeff, I interviewed you last year, and tell listeners what you raised and donated and scholarships that you gave to people last year.
Sure. Well, when our first year that we had, we were really excited. We gave away four scholarships for $1,500 each. Last year, we gave away 19 awards for over $35,000. So we're really excited. It's really taking off. The community's really supporting it and coming out. And this year, we're hoping that that we'll eclipse that as well and start increasing the amounts of each of the scholarships that we award. Besides the scholarships, we also support the Student of the Month at the high school and the Student of the Semester at Laguna College of Art and Design.
That's fantastic. So the event is this Sunday at Tivoli 2, which is in Laguna Canyon. And how do people get in touch and... Where do they? Are there tickets left?
There are,
this
but
sounds like
they're
a kind
going,
of a fun
we're
event.
We're starting to push the envelope. We've sold out the last couple of
years. That's right.
And it was great because, Tyler was down there broadcasting and got to see it himself. So that was good. You can go to grapestergrads.com and buy tickets online. They're $50 in advance, but they are $60 at the door because we're encouraging people to. Buy tickets ahead of time so that we have a good head count. And so that's the best way. You can also add comments on our Facebook page, our Grapes for Grads Facebook page as well, while you're at the event. And we're really lucky because Bear Flag's our official photographer, and they're going to be out there taking pictures as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wine Gallery's doing the food.
They're donating a lot. We're really fortunate.
They have fantastic.
Stepped to the plate with a huge donation of food. And the best part, of course, is doing the tasting with them beforehand.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. So, yeah, here's your weekend, listeners. Go march for the environment wherever you're listening. Go out and march for the environment Saturday. And then if you're in the Laguna Beach area, Grapes for Grads is a great way to spend your Sunday to kind of, get that March vibe off of you.
Absolutely. Yeah, nothing like a glass of wine after marching.
Well, activism and then wine. Come on, it's a great combo. And that's, again, it's Grapes for Grads at Tivoli 2 on Sunday from noon to 4. And it's Grapes, what's the website again?
Grapesforgrads.com.
Okay, excellent. So now, since the takeover was this week, and I wanted to have my own little installment of a KX takeover on Caroline's Cause Corner. Jeff, would you like to donate to KX93.5?
Absolutely. We'll donate $100. Of Susan, my wife, and myself, we'll definitely donate $100. We're members, so we will definitely contribute $100.
Thank you. And tell just the listeners why you love KX so much.
Well, I love the you know, growing up here, so it's just wonderful to have our own station that talks about Laguna when you're driving around. When I'm driving to work in the morning, it sort of gets me up and going. I get to listen to Jason. I get to listen to Tyler. And then, of course, when you're, you know, the night that we had the big storms,
we
live in Arch Beach, so we had no power, and we had our crank radio. We're listening to Tyler and the Police on the radio, so it was very nice that we got some sort of connection to emergency services. So it's really great.
That's part of the whole reason that we, you know, the station is so important, is helping out the community in good times and bad. We also have another guest here, my son Luke.
Hi.
So Luke, do you have a donation?
Yeah, I'm donating $10 to the station because that's all I got in my pocket.
That's awesome.
That's more than your mom has.
No, we're very really grateful. Thank you, man.
And why are you doing that, Luke?
Well, ever since the station has started, the first time I ever got into the station was when I was in second grade in Cub Scouts. And that was a lot of fun. And ever since my mom moved over to Fridays instead of Wednesdays, I started coming here, and it's been like I've been learning so much stuff. And I mean, I like stations don't let kids on the radio. Like, finally, kids get to speak up on this on radio. I mean, who listens to kids? I mean,
well, Luke, thank you so much for your donation, and so I will match your donation for a total of $50 from Kaline and Company, my public relations and marketing company, and I really appreciate your generous donation. And Jeff, thank you for your very, very generous donation as well.
Thank you, Caroline.
Yeah, that's super cool. So,
yeah, and thanks to all you guys, obviously everybody that donated, but thanks very much for continuing the takeover, because we have to keep moving and we have to
keep it
getting
going.
Donations. So very grateful. That's a great story about the crank radio in the hurricane.
Right.
That's, because at the end of the day, really, that's the kind of thing that
one
of the things that's in our mission statement is to be there for people in times of crisis. So that's really great story. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we couldn't get takeout, but we could get your radio station.
And that's what you call the perfect bookend anecdote to end the takeover week, right?
Yeah, it's perfect. Thank you.
So anyway, thank you for Jeff for telling everybody about Grapes for Grads. Again, this Sunday, Tivoli 2, noon to 4. Get your tickets online, grapesforgrads.com, right?
Correct.
And if you got anybody else that, or any other great events here in Laguna Beach that you would like for me to promote, go to the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page and new Instagram account. Check it out, Caroline's Cause Corner _KX93.5. And let me know all about it. Until next time, everybody have a great weekend. This is Caroline, and make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.